All right, let's go back now to our top story and the unrest in Sudan. We can speak now to Dr. Alaeddin Nugood, who's a spokesman of the Sudanese Professionals Association, and joins us now from Khartoum. Sir, just give us the very latest on the situation where you are. What's happening with the fighting? Is it quieting down?
Yeah, the fighting is escalating in Khartoum and in other states, unfortunately. And they still, throughout the last night, there is a lot of bombing in the three cities, especially in Omdurman, in the north of Omdurman, where it is the biggest military presence and the military college and so on. In the south of Omdurman also, near to the headquarters of the medical military areas. It is escalating throughout the night. And also outside in the states, in Al-Gadarif, also in the south, in the Blue Nile states, in Kassala. So the gunfire or the bombing is escalating the situation between the rapid support forces and the army.
All right, so things seem to be getting worse.
60 killed and 600 injured people.
Indeed. So as things are escalating, what about daily life within the city in terms of, you know, electricity supplies and so forth?
The many places, there is shutdown of the electricity and there is no water supply in many places, in many neighborhoods in Khartoum, the capital, whether in Khartoum North Bahri or Omdurman or Khartoum itself. Many of the people are complaining of the shutdown of the electricity and the water supply.
Is it safe to go outside
people
at all?
People are staying in their houses. Excuse me?
Is it safe to go outside?
No, it's not safe at all to go outside. Even the doctors cannot reach the hospitals. I cannot reach the hospital.
And what about getting food supplies and water supplies?
Even the ambulance cannot move in the streets. It's a very big mess. It's something that's horrible, really, what's happening right now in Sudan and Khartoum. And we said in the FFC and the SPA, we said that the political process is the way to get the country out, but nobody was listening. The previous Muslim Brotherhood are waiting for this situation that's happening right now. They have a media campaign for this to happen, for this war to happen between the RSF and the army, and they succeeded at the end of the day.
So what do you think can be done to try and resolve this situation?
I think the effort should continue between the two generals to stop the ceasefire. The international pressure should continue for that. And the most important thing, that the Muslim Brotherhood should be pinpointed that they are the cause of this, and they are the only beneficial body from what's happening right now. And this was what they are planning for a long time, since the framework agreements and the final political process started, that Muslim Brotherhood are behind this. And they have some people in the military, and they have some people in the security forces who are like making the atmosphere favorable for gunfire and for the war. So I think their trial to come back to the show and to come back to ruling is the cause behind all this.
Well, both sides, of course, have their arguments, as we'll discover as the day goes on. But for the time being, thanks very much indeed, Dr. Alaeddin Nugood. Thanks very much.
Thank you.